Hi, I'm Susan Marl Samuels. I'm the Managing Director of the Prevention Research Center of Michigan. And this project is a partnership between the Prevention Research Center of Michigan and several of its community-based organizations. Not only your center, but the Flint Odyssey House Health Awareness Center, which is Mrs. E. Hill Deloney is in the audience, and from the Genesee County Community Action Resource Department, Mrs. Sparks is representing the GCARD, and several other community-based organizations, which we'll list at the end. But this is very much a collaborative effort, and in that spirit, we're going to present together. I just want to say briefly, Partners in Research is an initiative of the National Institutes of Health. They put out a call for proposals for organizations to partner, universities to partner with communities. That was a requirement. That's been a requirement of other kinds of requests for proposals from NIH and CDC and others. But this was a very different RFA in the respect that it was a linked proposal that resulted in two separate grants, one to the university and one to the community. And we found this model had many advantages. It was a capacity building experience for the community organization that received the grant. It took a lot of burden off the university for administering the community portion, and it really equalized the relationship between the university and the community-based organizations in a way that other grants have not when all the money comes through the university. So that was a great aspect of this experience. So we have nothing to disclose, at least not to this group. And so let me talk a little bit about the purpose of this project. This was a training project to help researchers and community-based organization representatives learn how to work together effectively in a research partnership. And I think what was interesting about this is there's curriculum to teach researchers to do community-based participatory research. There's some curriculum to help communities to prepare them to be engaged in research, but this really brought the two together. So community members and researchers were being trained within the same program at the same time to work together, and we'll talk more specifically about how that happened. So our aims were to increase knowledge of and support for research among community-based organizations, to enhance their capacity to partner with researchers, to develop the capacity of researchers to partner with community-based organizations, and to assist the participants to translate research into information for policymakers. Altogether, we conducted three rounds of training involving 57 community partners and 45 researchers. These were researchers from the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor and Flint, and from Saginaw Valley State University in Michigan, and people from a wide variety of community organizations in both Flint and Saginaw. We measured efficacy, attitudes, and knowledge relating to trust, communication, equity, and commitment, and policy. When we were developing the modules for this training, we worked together. All of the community representatives, the university representatives, worked together and had a lot of in-depth discussions about what we felt were the most important concepts to communicate to community members and researchers. And we focused on these four areas: trust, communication, equity, and commitment. And it was very interesting when we came to do a graphic of those for some slides that we wanted to use for the training. The image that the university partners came up with was a Greek temple with the pillars, four pillars. And our community partners said, you know, that's a very academic-oriented image. That doesn't really get to the spirit of community at all. And we actually spent quite a bit of time kind of developing our image, and I think we finally came up with something more like the porch of a house, you know, with the pillars and the idea that you walk up the steps and you go into the house as a welcoming place to be. So we did workshops. We did separate workshops for the community partners, and the researchers, and then we brought them together. And they went through a workshop where they did a lot of interaction, and then they were also together for the subsequent policy workshop. And we conducted pre and post testing. We also did a 4-month follow-up, and we'll talk about those results later. And then we did some process evaluation to find out from the participants what they liked about the training and what they thought could be improved.
We named the cores, again, the Community Engagement Core, the Researcher Core, and the Policy Core. In the Community Engagement Core, we decided how we would do it is the community would first come together, and we would talk about what we thought would make the most sense to have in a curriculum when we're trying to educate community about research and get their buy-in and get them on board. And then once we did that, then we had a meeting with the university. We had several meetings face-to-face, but we also had a lot of meetings via teleconference to try to come up with the structure that we thought should be included in the curriculum. And one of the key things that we wanted was to make sure that for each core that we had a community partner and a university partner teaching those sessions or presenting at those sessions, so that what we were trying to build is a cohesive connectedness, and so we needed to model that for the community. And we also wanted to make sure that since we were working with community, it didn't have that academic feel to it, that it was more interactive. And so we came up with a lot of a type of activities that we thought would address or effectively address the different components that we were working with. For instance, we started off our sessions with a word association, asking the community and the researchers, when you hear the word research, what images does that conjure up for you? What do you automatically start to think about? And you would be surprised at just how totally different those images were. And it was like it was helping both the community and the researchers to realize that we talk in different language, and that in order for us to be able to work together, we were going to have to find a common dialogue. I think that one of the most engaging sessions that we had were when we started to talk about the risks and benefits to participating in research. We had Dr. Vereen and Dana Thomas from the university put together an awesome presentation, and it actually, the first session that we had, it actually ran over, and we ended up extending the session because people were not ready to go. They were right there, and that's where they were because of the historical context from which African Americans view research. We had to really talk about that and help them to process that and understand it. And as one of our partners always says, come to some kind of a consensus that we could live with about this, about how we were going to do research, and helping them to understand that community-based participatory research is so much different from regular research, and that they were going to have a part in it from the beginning to the end, from the planning of the idea all the way to the dissemination out of that idea. We also wanted to make sure to have some real life experience. So some things that were happening in our community, some examples of projects that we had done in our community that they were somewhat familiar with, that would help them to understand and be able to connect the abstract with the real. And so we did case studies that about projects like the Fathers and Sons project that we had in our community, or the Prevention Research Center and the Genesee County Health Department and the community survey that we do, the Speak to Your Health survey, helping them to understand how, at first, with the community-based partners, we always busy. It's not that we don't understand that researchers are busy, but they have a lot of backup that we don't have. And so initially, we were not as engaged in the survey project as the researchers thought we should be, and actually that we wanted to be. And so The other thing was that we didn't see really any benefit that we were getting from the survey, but when we finally came to the table and began to understand that if we had to design this tool, then this tool will help us to better evaluate and more effectively evaluate the work that we were doing in the community. And we were actually able to put those questions on there. And we kind of shared that with the participants so that they would understand. And we actually had them sit down. We didn't tell them that we gave them a case study, but we didn't tell them the outcome of the case study. We had them actually work on it in groups themselves and even like take some homework and come back the next day, and then we processed it. So, Susan.
So parallel to the community engagement workshops, we had researcher engagement workshops. And some of the activities were exactly the same for researchers in community. Some of them were different. With the researchers, we talked about the benefits and challenges of partnering with community-based organizations, talked about CBPR methods. We had our community partners come in to talk about the community history and context. And then one of the very important things we did was to go on a windshield tour of the community. And this windshield tour was led by community-based organization partners. We did this both in Flint and in Saginaw when we did the workshops there. And community partners came along on this windshield tour as well. And I think it was a very eye-opening experience for the researchers, but also for some community partners, a kind of a reintroduction to some of the assets in the community as well as some of the challenges in the community. And after that windshield tour, the two groups got together, the researchers and the community members, for a discussion about their common concerns and interests. So we began by eliciting from the groups, what are the health issues that concern you? And there was a lot of overlap between the researcher group and the community group. And then we tried to pair people. We had them sit at tables of common, you know, people that shared common interests, and begin to discuss what are some possible ideas for research that you might be able to carry out in partnership with each other. And those were really, really interesting and I think very fruitful discussions. Then once the two groups had gone through the community and researcher engagement modules, they came together for a third policy engagement module. And the purpose of this module was to introduce people to the policy process and how research findings could be translated effectively for policymakers. I think both from the academic standpoint as well as from the community standpoint, there's a lot to learn about how to communicate about research and community health concerns to policymakers in a way that's going to be readily taken in. So that was the focus of the policy engagement workshop. You want to talk about some of the highlights?
Yeah, I think we're out of time.
We're out of time? Oh no, can I show just real quickly the results? I can't believe that went by so fast. So these are the results of the pre and post test. And one of the things that we were very pleased about is in both the university and the community groups, along all four dimensions, every group showed a significant change in the efficacy that they felt around partnering with each other. And just very quickly, I just want to show that one of the research projects that is in development right now that came directly out of these Partners in Research workshops is one that is addressing recognition of stroke symptoms and the necessity to make a rapid call to 911. And this is being done in partnership with a neurologist at University of Michigan and a faith-based organization in Flint. So thank you.